Hey, what's up, Bipolar Chucker? Been a while since I recorded a podcast. Just wanted to put something else out there, man. This is like my therapy. I don't know you, but I got shit to say, so I'm gonna say it. And if you listen to it, that's awesome. And if somehow it helps you, even better. Man, lately, it's crazy. When Christmas comes, I get super excited. You know, I got kids, so, you know, it's exciting. But what happens is when it's over, I get a huge fucking adrenaline dump. And I feel like shit for a good month. I mean, it's fucking miserable. I mean, I dread the holidays to come. And there's nothing, like, I got a great family. Like, I get time off of work, but to be honest with you, when I'm off of work, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. Even though I'm just off work. I mean, generally by Sunday, I start feeling like, what am I doing with my life? You know, I need to be out there getting after it, trying to make ends meet, you know? It's crazy. And then Christmas comes around, we're always like, you know, this year we're not going to spend all this money. But every year, because we love our kids, we lose our shit and spend fuck tons of money. It's, you know, honestly, with my kids, man, I wouldn't have it any other way. We don't spoil our kids. We make them do things around the house. My oldest daughter works a job. She's a senior in high school, so, you know, it's a fine line between giving them everything and giving them nothing, you know? Like, you gotta take care of them, man. They're your fucking kids. But, man, I got this little boy. He's 2 years old. And, he thinks I'm the fucking shit. He thinks I'm awesome. And I tell you, it's hard to leave sometimes. But then if I stay there too long, I start feeling like I'm not taking care of him in other ways. It's definitely a balance, man. Being a truck driver is not easy, man. I love it. I mean, I'd like to sit here and act like I don't like it, you know, because I know a lot of people probably think that I'm an asshole for leaving my family during the week and, you know, whatever, you know. But I never did well at regular jobs, man. Just working a 9-to-5 job, it's not for me. I mean, maybe I wasn't disciplined enough or whatever. I was a restaurant manager before, and that was fucking crazy. I had all these young kids that worked for me, and I mean, it was nuts, man. But I probably put in 70, 75 hours a week. When I was in the restaurant business, I was never home, but I didn't have a family back then. You know, when you have kids, it changes you, man. It changes you. Some people change faster than others. You know, I really hit a bunch of stumbling blocks in my life. It took me a long time to really start to get my shit together, and I'm still not all the way there. I'm trying. I love my family, so I try to get out here and kick ass, you know, and then try to go home and love on them as much as possible. But that little boy, man, there's something about it. Something about having this little boy in my life has changed me a little. always had daughters, and dude, I wouldn't trade having daughters for the world. And I loved it. As a matter of fact, I couldn't see my life. I was actually a little bit concerned about having a boy when we found out, because I never raised a son before. And, you know, it, more than ever, I got to be an example to this kid. And I'm, like, terrified that he's going to do a lot of the same shit that I've done. I didn't have the right kind of father figures in my life. You know, so hopefully this is going to... that's going to make a huge impact. And he won't have to make all the same mistakes, you know. Hopefully he won't be this adrenaline junkie who can't sit fucking still like me, you know. But, you know, it's awesome. We like a lot of the same shit. This dude loves trucks. I mean, he fucking loves trucks. Even when, before he could talk, you know, when a truck would, he would freak the fuck out when a truck would go by. And every show he watches on TV, he prefers it to have trucks in it, or heavy equipment, you know, whatever. That he knows all the shit. He's like, oh, cement mixer, bucket truck. I mean, it's hilarious. But I don't know, man. I don't know if any of y'all feel like that. You know, you always worry that you're not going to do a good job, that you're going to be a bad example for your kids. You know, I'm always worried about relapsing and getting back on drugs, or having a manic episode and making a bunch of mistakes, you know. I mean, I've done some crazy shit when I was manic, you know. I've tried to destroy my marriage multiple times. And, you know, truthfully, I'm currently divorced. I live with my family. I live with the mother of my kids. And I love her, and she loves me. But, you know, she literally had to divorce me to get me to see things from her perspective. And I don't think she had any intentions of taking me back. I think she wanted to move on with her life, but it's, you know, I would have had no problem with her. Well, I would have had a problem with it. It would have hurt my feelings, but I wouldn't have stood in the way if that's what she decided to do. But the thing about it is, man, when somebody's got a legit mental illness, you can't always be making excuses for them, and, you know, but there's still, like she's suffers from major depression. She's got PTSD. Sometimes she's really got some anger issues. I wouldn't walk out on her, you know. Even if she left me permanently, I'd always take care of them. I'd always be around. I would never walk out on my family. I wouldn't walk out on her. But she's never walked out on me either. She's kicked me out a couple times. You know, we always end up finding a way to work through it. And, you know, I can't like stress more how important it is to try to work shit out with the person that you love, and not to just give up. You know, you can't, just because somebody has some issues and those issues cause problems, it doesn't mean that you have to give up on them. Now, granted, you can't accept anything less than appropriate treatment. You can't, people can't treat you badly and run around cheating on you or whatever, and you just be like, well, you know, okay, well, they got problems. It doesn't work like that. But, you know, definitely, man, definitely it's better to try to work it out. And, you know, the best thing that ever happened to me was meeting this girl and falling in love with her, because I'll be honest with you, I'd either be dead or locked up. And I know that's super cliche, but it's real. It's real. I was on my way to prison when I met her. I was going to go to prison. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it took me a while to, you know, veer. And I didn't veer all the way from that path for, you know, some time. Even after we were married, I still was doing criminal type shit. I had that mindset. And, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know how you just shut that shit off one day and completely change the way that your brain works and how you think, you know. But I'm part of the way there, you know. I don't see things from a perspective of gaining something all the time. I guess that's kind of the criminal mindset. Like, you got to come out on top of every deal, and it's got to be significant. You got to feel like you're getting over, you're winning every battle, and fuck anybody that won't let you win. You know, that's the thing. You know, you start blaming all your problems on other people so you can hurt people and then not feel bad about it. You know, so it's like, the world did this to me, so I'm gonna do this to them. Or they would do it to me, so I'll do it to them first. And that's the mentality that you get. You know, that was before I really started doing drugs. Like, I didn't have a drug problem back then. I was just a criminal. And, you know, it was pretty well known that I might be trying to scheme you, scam you, or rob you. But the people that were my homeboys, they knew better. And I never did anything like that to a friend, but it doesn't make it right just because the people I did that type of shit to weren't my friends. You know, you can't. It's not the way to live your life, you know. I am definitely not proud of that type of behavior. And it's crazy. I've finally gotten to the point where I never think about shit like that. I never see something and go, oh, what could I, how could I take that? Or how could I get that from that person, or get it from myself? You know? I'm proud of that. Because, I mean, I know it probably sounds like some stupid shit, like, oh, you're proud that you don't rob people? No, I don't rob people, but I'm proud that I've been capable of changing my mindset. But without the support system that I got in my life, there's no way that I would be driving down the road in this truck right now, making money legit, or be, you know, be free, or possibly alive. Like, you know, I could easily be dead, easily. But that's not what happened, and I avoid major prison time. And I got real lucky. Real lucky. And whatever's up there, if there is a God, or know, I don't know. But if there is one, you know, I don't know why he would be watching out for me, because I don't deserve that. You know, it's got to be random. Because I avoided so much shit. Easily could have been hit by bullets. Easily could have been doing 20 years. But somehow I avoided it. And I realized that I got to spend the rest of my life trying to make the most out of this gift that I've been given. I've been given the gift of life, of love, and of family. Fucking freedom. I think that's all I'm going to talk about for today. Hey, I want y'all to know I appreciate everybody that rocks with me, and bipolartrucker@gmail.com with any questions, @bipolartrucker on Instagram, and hey, don't forget to check out the Anchor app. They're one of my sponsors, and they believe in me, so you know, that's something. Appreciate y'all. I hope you have a amazing Thursday tomorrow. And let's get this week over with a bang. Love y'all. Peace.